This is the Grounded in Grace column entitled Unmovable Miracle by Angela Kebeb. Earlier this year, I was part of a miracle. It was a miracle of love and action that I watched unfold before my eyes. It occurred through the power of a compassionate community, a radical congregation, and the actions of several individuals and one determined lady named Miss Linda. Who is Miss Linda? Well, she lives in Powderhorn neighborhood in Minneapolis, about 3 blocks from George Floyd Square. Miss Linda is wonderful. She's a retiree, community leader, great-grandmother, artist, gardener, and curator of her own little free library. The miracle of Miss Linda happened against the backdrop of the housing crisis in the United States, which has only been exacerbated by the economic fallout from the pandemic. While committed to the neighborhood and her community where she has lived for decades, Miss Linda encountered a major problem. She initially owned her home but lost it through a mortgage fraud scheme. However, she couldn't be moved. Instead, she began renting the house so she could stay in her home and the neighborhood she knew and loved. She also funded several home improvements. The acts of injustice perpetrated against Miss Linda led to her paying more than $200,000 in rent and repairs for a home she'd lived in for almost 20 years. But she didn't move. In January, Miss Linda faced eviction because a new landlord wanted to sell the house. Even in the face of this devastating news, she didn't move, which is how the miracle began. The Powderhorn community sprang into action. Crowdfunding began and led to tens of thousands of dollars raised to support her. My own congregation, Holy Trinity Lutheran, contributed a significant amount as well. The result? A miracle. Miss Linda is still at home in her house, which she now owns. People of faith, let's look more closely because this miracle is more than just about Miss Linda in the Powderhorn neighborhood of Minneapolis. This miracle invites us to answer our baptismal call to work for justice everywhere. God equips us to stand with the Miss Lindas as they plead their case before a system that fails to recognize their full humanity. Find the Miss Linda in your community. Those neighbors who have valuable gifts to share and who may also have vulnerabilities exposed by acts of deceit and injustice. Jesus gives us a Miss Linda example. In Luke 18, verses 1 through 8, our Savior shares a parable of the persistent woman and an unjust judge. This woman, a widow, repeatedly addresses the judge, who neither feared God nor had respect for people, and demands justice. Repeatedly, the unjust judge sends her away, but she remains unmoved. Through her perseverance, the judge relents and the justice bursts through. It's a miracle in the courtroom, and perhaps the persistent woman also receives support and encouragement from the community who knew her well. When I think of Miss Linda's journey, I find myself humming the refrain from the hymn, I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. As we hear such poignant stories as Miss Linda's and consider parables that show us how God will grant justice, let's think about how our ELCA congregations put our faith into action. Who in your congregation might have gifts to share? I'm not saying every church needs a real estate agent doing pro bono work, but imagine the alternate ending for Miss Linda without the community's support. God calls us to walk in humility and seek justice. Surely, there are those in our neighborhoods and our congregations with the skills and expertise and resources to protect God's children from unethical actions. Miss Linda is among you. She may be pleading with an unjust judge. How are you called to listen and take action?